Welcome to season two of our podcast. I'm Katie.
And I'm Natalie. Come along with us every week as we laugh, learn, and listen
to the stories that make up a mom's life. A mom's life tells the stories of others. So views and advice expressed by our guests are not our own and do not necessarily reflect our viewpoints.
So it was the first week of school and everyone is so excited to be getting back to seeing each other. All of the get-togethers are starting to get back again. There's a little quintessential ice cream shop in our town that is kind of a rite of passage when the sixth graders get to walk there after school. So I know my 12-year-old daughter was so excited to finally have the opportunity to go get ice cream with her friends after school. So I was headed to pick her up. Maybe 30, 45 minutes after she went to get ice cream with her friends. And as I pulled up on the side of the road, I noticed she was sitting by herself and looking all sullen looking. And I couldn't understand it because I knew just how excited she was to be back at school, to be with her friends, to go get ice cream after school. So I thought, oh my goodness, what has happened? Something terrible must have happened after school or something at school. So she got in the car and I asked her what was wrong. And she just looked at me with this look of disappointment and said to me, "Mom, I got dress coded today." And I think my jaw hit the floor because she had on the most adorable, flowy blue dress that was absolutely the cutest thing on her. And I, for my life, could not figure out what on earth she could have possibly been dress coded for.
And this is Lori. She is telling her story of obviously her daughter's first day and a larger topic, but we are excited to welcome her today.
Yes, thank you, Lori. I mean, it is a topic that I'm hearing about more and more, women, girls being dress coded at school for stuff that they shouldn't be dress coded for. I mean, it's not like she was wearing a short skirt, you know, and a midriff that's out there. I mean, I saw the pictures, Lori, and it was tasteful.
Oh, absolutely. This is something that my daughter has worn to church before, because that's how appropriate it is. A flowy dress, not tight anywhere on the dress, goes down to her knees, not showing any cleavage. I mean, I was just absolutely dumbfounded, absolutely dumbfounded.
And so as a mother who has helped her daughter, probably go back to school shopping and figuring out all of the things that you can wear. And I mean, as a mom yourself, there probably are things that you're like, not in my house, you're not wearing that. And sure absolutely. As hell aren't wearing that to school. You didn't feel that way, obviously, about this outfit in particular.
Not at all. And just like you said, you know, we are very conservative when it comes to what we let our girls wear, whether it's to school or not to school. Not going to wear the short, tight skirts and things that are showing things that, you know, are not appropriate for preteen and teenagers, in our opinion, to be wearing. So never in my mind did I think that this adorable dress would be something that she would be getting in trouble for at school.
Yeah, absolutely. So for someone like me who doesn't have kids yet in school age, like that part, she's in preschool. So I'm wondering what exactly is dress coded what's the process? How do they tell you?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I think I'm still trying to kind of figure out what dress coded means myself. But I understand that, especially the first few weeks of school, it seems to be something where they are bringing to the attention to these girls. And I say girls because it's primarily the girls who are getting in trouble for things, what they shouldn't be wearing to school. And so in our daughter's case, she wore this adorable dress to school. She went to one of her classes. The teacher came up to her and said, "You can't wear that to school. Are your mom and dad home so they can bring you a change of clothes?"
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And part of me wishes they would have called me, because I would have loved to have had that conversation. If I would have been pulled away from work, it's already bad enough she's getting pulled out of class for this, but if I would have been pulled away from work to deal with this ridiculousness, I would have been even more upset and angry than I already was. But she responded and said, no, my mom and dad are working, which is true. And, you know, the teacher went on to tell her that she considered this a backless dress, even though the back of the dress went at least halfway up her back. She was wearing a bra, so there's no way, which was covered by the dress. So there is no way this was a backless dress. So apparently the presence of her shoulder blades must have made this dress inappropriate somehow. You know, the worst part of this is in our experience, as well as many, many other girls, and I've talked to so many parents and moms after I shared this story, you know, they're getting pulled out of class. They're being ridiculed by their teachers. They're being told that they look inappropriate. Now, you know, I've got a 12-year-old girl who is trying really hard. Every single day she picks out a cute outfit. She does her hair. She makes sure that she looks nice. And, you know, for her to be told otherwise and that she's actually being inappropriate is absolutely ridiculous. She spent the rest of her day, she said she felt self-conscious. She was always looking over her shoulder. She thought people were looking at her, and she did nothing wrong. She did absolutely nothing wrong. And what we are doing to our girls by doing this to them is absolutely unacceptable.
It's interesting. Natalie and I, you know, we always research topics before we do a podcast. You know, we're journalists and we always want to come prepared, you know, to obviously ask the questions, but also think about what our listeners who aren't able to ask would ask. And we found on educationweek.org, it was an interesting little bit of information. It says this is a direct quote from that. The concern is that students who may already be struggling academically fall farther behind in class when they miss too much time serving suspensions, changing clothes, or waiting while administrators measure their skirt lengths. Mm-hmm. And it goes on further to say, Adrian Dixon, a professor of education, policy, organization, and leadership at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, believes dress codes can prevent self-expression among students. And that was the one to me. Not only are we taking them out of, you know, the learning time and making them feel, but in a world where self-expression, I think, can help prevent things like depression, possibly. I mean, it's a bold statement, absolutely, but even, you know, help anti-bullying, anti-suicide. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm, kids need this form of being able to dress. Of course, I think there is a time and a place, and there are dress codes for a reason. You don't want profanity written across chests. You don't want kids coming to school scantily clad, but, you know, if you can't even express yourself, it seems like that's tough.
I completely agree, Katie. And, you know, I agree that dress codes exist for a reason. I absolutely agree. I'm not anti-dress code by any means. I do not think that vulgar profanity on shirts should be allowed to be worn at school. I don't think that kids should be exposed to that when they're in a school environment. I don't think that super tight skirts and shorts and the booty shorts and all of that, I don't think that school's the place for that. Mm-hmm. However, when you take it so far that you are creating an example out of these kids, it's completely unacceptable. I have a friend who lives in Florida, and I was talking with her about this, and our daughters are actually the same age. She and I went to college together. We had daughters a couple weeks apart from each other. And she shared a story where her daughter got in trouble at school and in Florida. Okay. So it's a lot hotter than the Midwest climate that I'm used to.
Sure.
And she had shorts on. I don't know. I didn't see them. But my point is, this teacher went so far that she made her daughter walk back and forth in front of the class and called her and made fun of her and said, look at the booty shorts on so-and-so.
Whoa.
And I'm just like, how is this okay? Like, how is this okay?
And why are we targeting women? I mean, we're targeting girls more than men in this situation too, which is the big bottom line here.
Yes. And I think what we're teaching our girls by, you know, instituting these ridiculous dress codes in terms of you can't show your shoulders or things like that. We're teaching them that it's their responsibility not to distract the boys, mm-hmm. right? I mean, let's just call it what it is. And, you know, that's not fair. That's not fair. That's not right. And it's not fair. And it's very discriminatory against women. I'm not saying that boys and men in our schools don't have dress code violations, because they do. But if you look at the numbers, you'll see that by and large, it's our girls and our young women who are having to deal with this, being pulled out of class, disrupting their education, being embarrassed in front of their peers. You know, it's just not okay. I mean, my daughter was told, and when we did have a conversation with the principal, who assured us that what she was wearing was not in violation of the dress code, thankfully. However, she was also told, because she was spoken to again, that it was showing too much skin and that she should wear her hair down to cover her back.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Or wear a cami. With the dress.
Again, it's her responsibility to make sure that it's
right. Even though it didn't violate the dress code, she should still do these things.
Oh my.
Yeah.
And then also it goes to the discretion, you know, so what is maybe skimpy to somebody is not skimpy to the other person.
Right. Right. Absolutely. I mean, who makes these decisions? You know, who defines what a backless dress is? I mean, do we go to Google? And if so, then clearly she's not in violation of that. So there's a lot of discretion. There's a lot of, it saddens me that so much time and effort was put into this. And she felt nothing but terrible as a result.
Let us ask you, you know, we have the privilege of knowing you. We also know your family. We know your husband, and you are all, you know, stand-up citizens in your community. You own your own business, and your husband works for a really wonderful place here in the area. Mm-hmm. You know, you see those pictures, or actually this is funny. I was just talking to a mom. She sent me a picture of her daughter in her prom dress. And she said, doesn't she look beautiful? And I said, she does. And her husband said, he is wondering if they could let the hem out a little, because he feels like it's a little bit too short. And he's sure. Like, you know, the dad with the shotgun at home, like, yeah. You know, I'm obviously stereotyping here, but I'm not stereotyping. I'm obviously putting words in, you know, but dad is like, you're not leaving my house in that. Mm-hmm. And so again, our listeners may not obviously, you know you or mm-hmm. your husband, but the thought is if dad, who might be a little protective over daughters, or sometimes it's mom, is saying, you know, this is, yeah, great. Have a great first day. Love you. Good luck in your new school. You're in middle mm-hmm. school. Mm-hmm. Like it kind of to Natalie's point, it's to the discretion of when is it up to the discretion of the parents and not the schools. And that's just my question.
Sure. I mean, look, we have a responsibility as parents to teach our children what's appropriate and what's inappropriate, right? And we all have that discretion. And, you know, I know some people may not even agree that the dress code should exist at all. I don't happen to be one of those people. But our particular situation is one where the folks at the school took it entirely too far. So it was actually my husband who was the one to call the principal first, because he beat me to it before I could even pick up the phone and call. He did. So, you know, I think that that speaks to the fact that even he, as a protective dad, and he is the protective dad who, you know, was right there with me saying, you're not leaving the house and that sort of thing with our girls. But he even completely agreed. There's no way what she had on was even remotely inappropriate. You know, I've talked to so many other parents since I shared this story who have in turn sent photos to me of things that their kids have been dress coded for from all over the country. I mean, we're not just talking one district here. Like this is happening everywhere. You know, especially when it's back to school time, like it is right now, it's still hot, right? It's not like we've moved into fall or winter. You know, it's still very hot outside. You know, finding shorts for girls, especially tall girls. I mean, my 12-year-old is 5'6". You know, she's not a short girl. So finding shorts on her that are a couple inches from the knee, like they want them to be at the school, is near impossible. Yes. I mean, and I'm not sending her to school in basketball shorts. Like, that's not fair either. So, you know, I've gotten a slew of photos from people I know all over the country of examples of what their daughters have gotten in trouble for. And it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Baggy, non-tight fitting shirts with shorts that are more than appropriate, but just aren't, you know, meeting the ridiculous expectations of the length that the schools want them to see. It's absurd.
Wow.
It's absurd.
I want to talk and pick your brain a little bit about how you talk to your daughter about this. Mm-hmm. As somebody, you know, who we all have daughters on this show. And I'm thinking there's a fine line between making sure that they understand that rules are there and you respect the rules and authority, but also when, you know, things are ridiculous to speak up and speak your mind. So Absolutely. How did you have that conversation?
Absolutely. So I completely agree with you, Natalie. You know, we teach our children to always respect everyone, especially those who are in positions of authority, and rules are rules. And whether we like them or not, you know, we need to follow them. Right. But the conversation that we had with her was, in this case, we, as her parents, did not believe she was violating any rules. And I think that's a different conversation. If she had gone to school in a super tight mini skirt with a belly shirt on, or, you know, something like that, you know what? She deserved to get in trouble for that. But that's not the situation we were in. And, you know, I appreciate that. When my husband did speak with the principal, they said she was very respectful, and very kind, which is what we teach our girls. Regardless of how you feel about the situation, you handle things maturely and respectfully. And she did. But at the same time, I also teach my girls to stand up for what's right. Right. And, you know, we told her, you know, we don't agree with their interpretation of this, and we're going to have a conversation with them. We're going to have a conversation with them. And I also told her that I believe that she is well within her right to wear that dress again to school. And I will support her. I will support her when she does. So yeah. I will make sure my phone ringer is on that day just in case someone wants to give me a call, talk about it.
So you've talked about, you spoke with the principal, but have you spoken with the teacher who addressed her?
I had not had an opportunity to speak with the teacher. You know, we went to the principal because, you know, at the end of the day, they're the ones who are in charge of the school. Right. So
yeah.
I don't know that it's really, unless it continues to be a problem, I don't know that it's really my place to talk to the teacher at this point. I think that we left that in the hands of the principal at the school, because they're the ones running the school and they're the ones who, you know, need to deal with their staff there. Now, if it continues to be a problem, and we continue to have issues, which it hasn't been, thankfully. But if it does, then, you know, certainly I would be more than happy to have a conversation with that teacher. Fortunately, my daughter has a great relationship with this teacher. So it hasn't been something where it has impacted her ability to, you know, be a student in her class, fortunately. But
that's important.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But I also bet she's second guessing everything she puts on now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. She is. And, you know, it makes me sad. It makes me sad because she doesn't need to, because nothing that she's trying to put on to wear to school is inappropriate in any way, because we wouldn't allow it. I mean, that's just not what we do as a family. And for her to be thinking that is just, it's just sad. Yeah. It's just sad. Like, what are we teaching our girls?
That's really it.
Our girls.
I know. It's a society needs to kind of get on the same page with this, I think.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think that we need to teach our girls that their bodies are distracting to boys.
Yes.
You know, I think we need to teach them to be appropriate. Of course, you know, we all have jobs where we are expected to dress and act appropriately and professionally. And we as parents are teaching our children that. But when we have these unreasonable expectations of our girls, and we're teaching them that their bodies are distracting and it's their responsibility to make sure they're not being distracting, I think we're really sending the wrong message.
Right. Throughout their life.
Absolutely.
Because that continues, then you always think you're second guessing the way I dress is directly impacting, you know, men out there. Yes. Because really that's what it was. I mean, the whole reason you can't have your shoulders showing, isn't that the reason? I mean, it's not to distract the teacher or someone right. else.
Right. Right. Sometimes it makes me feel like we're like living in a third world country, right? Like
the Handmaid's Tale. Yes.
These other countries where women can't, you know, show their wrist or show their neck or, you know, show an ankle. It's almost like, you know, are we heading that direction? Is that what we're trying to do? You know, it's just ridiculous.
It's interesting. Ridiculous. And, you know, Lori, you may have felt this way as well. I know that Natalie and I can both speak to this and could probably do an entire episode on it, but we work in a very public forum mm-hmm. as journalists. You know, I'm on TV every week, and you should see the comments that as female journalists that come into right. our private inbox or to the station inbox, mm-hmm. why is she wearing that? Those heels are a little tall. That mm-hmm. skirt is a little short. That cleavage is a little bit. I don't understand why she's wearing those pants. Now, you can't necessarily quote me, but I have emails, and I'm mm-hmm. sure Natalie does too. The male anchors, now most of the time they're wearing suits. So it could be harder, but I mean, it is absolutely amazing. And it's like, this is self-expression. Look, I'm a mom. I have three children. I am married. I'm not trying to, I don't really even have that much cleavage to show, but I'm not trying to go on a daytime show or the morning news and show the girl, like I'm doing the what?
Yeah.
It's just, these are the way the clothes fit me. Mm-hmm. And I have a different problem. I'm not tall. I'm yeah. short. So I have to buy things. I mean, this is a real thing. I either have to yes. buy petite items or I have to shop in the damn junior section. And the difference is the junior section isn't as modest as the petite section, but the petite section sucks. And I don't want to wear that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like, listen, I'm sorry, but this is my self-expression. I guess I'm adding a layer of frustration, but it's not just schools. It's like, is this a problem in our society here? Maybe not just in the United States, globally as well, that it's like, why is this so targeted toward us? And why is what I wear mm-hmm. supposed to be seen as me enticing you to message me something privately? Yeah. Hands up, I'm not interested.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I agree. It's a societal issue, and it's starting when they're young. It's starting when they're young, and, you know, it just continues and builds into adulthood. And, you know, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous what we're doing, not only to our young girls, but to women in general. I mean, why we have this, standard that, this unspoken standard that, we're expected to meet, you know, you have to be attractive, but not too attractive. You know, you have to look nice, but not too good. But don't show too much cleavage, or, you know, it's just absolutely, mind blowing to me, the expectations that we have. And when you have young girls, you know, I've got a 12 and a 14 year old, you know, I can't control how their bodies develop. You know, and they develop and, you know, they all develop at different paces and everyone looks different. So, you know, if you have a young girl that's more developed than another young girl at the same age, you know, one is treated differently than the other, because she fills out a shirt differently, or, you know, maybe her hips are wider, and, you know, it's really, really unfair. It's really unfair.
Well, it's a game you can't win either. I mean, at mm-mm. some point you're going to get that. You're going to get some sort of attention that you don't want, or some sort of a talking to that you, yeah, exactly. So I don't know what the answer is though, to teach our kids, I guess, to teach our kids what in their heart they know is appropriate and in the situation, and then go from there.
And stand up for them when you feel like there's something unjust that's happening, and teach them to be strong and confident in themselves. And hopefully the more that we do that, and the more that we engage parents, you know, these districts will start to listen and start to change the way they're treating our young girls. You know, there are resources out there to help these administrators understand how to better deal with these kids at this age and what we should or shouldn't be doing to them. And it's across the board. It's not just girls, it's young boys. And, you know, I think the girls tend to deal with it so much more, but it really does impact everyone. And, you know, we've got to do better. We've got to do better.
Yes, we do.
We do. Lori, before we go, any advice to parents who are navigating a similar situation? Do what you did, or, you know, choose a different path. Do you have anything that you might say? You know, maybe the kid comes home today and maybe it's a boy, you know, maybe it's, we're talking a lot about girls here, but I mean, the boys do get dress coded as well. What is your advice?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if what we did was the right thing to do, but, you know, I believe in going with your gut, and that's what my gut told us to do. So I think that, you know, it starts at home, right? Just teaching them, that rules are rules and you are expected to follow them, of course. But when you are getting, chastised for something that isn't right, and is within the boundaries of what is expected of them, I think it's okay for them to challenge things a little bit in a respectful way. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, supporting your kids in that manner is really important. I think that, you know, the way our daughter handled this was good. You know, I hated that we had to get involved, but at that point, you know, we did, and we felt like we did. And I think as long as you have a respectful conversation with the administrators, that's the best thing you can do. We didn't call screaming and yelling. We didn't call trying to pick a fight with anyone. We just called and said, hey, our daughter came home and said there was an issue with the dress code. We're really confused about why. Can you talk to us about it? And then let the conversation open from there. You know, and I really think that, you know, that's the best way to handle these types of situations is just kind of put it on them. Like, hey, I don't understand why this is a problem. Can you tell me?
Yeah, I love that. You get a lot more done being calm, I think, in a situation too, because then everyone's on the defense.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's, you know, that's the best approach with just about everything. So.
Well, thank you so much, Lori, for your sharing your story. It sounds like your daughter has a great head on her shoulders, and I really hope that doesn't continue to happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm sure as the weather warms up and our girls will be more covered, we won't have to deal with this so much. So,
gosh, yes. Well, thank you for shedding a light on this. And hopefully we've helped our listeners at home kind of understand this topic a little bit better. And hey, it might be one of us someday, Katie, with our daughter. So
honestly,
what to do.
Honestly. I think there should be a hashtag, wear the dress.
Yep. I love it. I love it.
Wear the dress. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lori.